The Republic of Colombia is a country located in Southern America and named after the last name of the Italian explorer Christopher Columbus as a reference to the New World in its entirety. Colombia has the highest diversity of amphibian and bird species in the world, but it's also home to some incredible flowers, mostly notably orchids. Do you know what the national flower of Colombia is? If you guessed orchid, you'd be right. What is Colombia's national flower? The Cattleya Trianae orchid has been the national flower of Colombia since 1936. It's endemic to Colombia's moist lowlands and Andean cloud forests, but it's critically endangered due to habitat destruction for logging, farming, and orchid poaching. The global orchid trade is estimated to be worth at least $6 billion. You might know the Cattleya Trianae orchid better as quat, Christmas orchid, quat, flor de mayo, quat, or quat, mayflower.quat. Why is Cattleya Trianae orchid the national flower of Colombia? The Cattleya Trianae orchid is named after the celebrated Colombian naturalist Jose J. Geronimo Triana, 1828-1890. Triana explored large areas of Colombia, cataloging thousands of plant species in his lifetime and investigating what medical properties Colombian plants held, such as quinine, to treat malaria. Three factors lead Emilio Robledo, a Colombian botanist, as well as the Colombian Academy of History, to choose the Cattleya Trianae orchid as the national flower of Colombia. As a tribute to Jose Triana. Because its red, yellow, and blue colors are reminiscent of the Colombian flag. Because it's a beautiful endemic Colombian flower. What does a Cattleya Trianae orchid look like? As you'd expect, the Cattleya Trianae orchid is a beauty. It's a large evergreen orchid with long stems emerging from pseudobulbs, not bulbs, but nutrient and water storage areas. One thick, leathery leaf grows on a stem that can reach 12 inches long and 2 to 3 inches wide. Its 7-inch blooms emerge in spring as pale green buds that open to reveal large fragrant flowers. Each white to pale pink flower has a lip of dark magenta or blue lilac with a yellow center. This lip directs pollinators to the pollen. Cattleya Trianae orchids are tropical epiphytes that grow on tree branches, not soil. Their spreading roots are covered with velamen, which helps them grip branches and absorb trickling rainwater and nutrients from the lush surrounding forests. Is Colombia in South America? Yes, the Colombian mainland is in northwestern South America. It borders Venezuela, Brazil, Ecuador, Peru, and Panama. In addition, it has 1,800 miles of sea border with the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean. 52 million people live in Colombia's 1,121,748 square kilometers, most concentrated in the mountainous interior near the capital city of Bogotá. Sits on the northern Andes mountain plateau. Spanish conquistadors landed in Colombia in 1499 and colonized the indigenous population, whose archaeological evidence stretches back as far as 12,000 BCE. Colombia achieved independence from Spain on July 20, 1810, which is celebrated as its Independence Day. Since then, Colombia has experienced upheaval and civil unrest due to policies surrounding the Panama Canal and unequal distribution of wealth. Colombia's incredible geography. Cattleya Trianae orchids grow in cloud forests. That gives us a clue that Colombia has some pretty astounding geography. Colombia's ecosystems include snow-tipped mountains, coastal groves, equatorial forests, savannas, and protected reservations where the remaining indigenous populations follow their ancestors' traditions. Colombia's most incredible animals include jaguars, golden poison frogs, Orinoco crocodiles, capybaras, Amazon River dolphins, armadillos, Andean condors, and enormous anacondas. Do orchids grow in the ground? It depends on the species. For example, Cattleya Trianae orchids are epiphytes that grow in tree branches, most tropical orchids are, but terrestrial orchids, like Paphiopedilum species, grow in soil. What pollinates orchids? It's usually bees, wasps, flies, beetles, birds, and bats that pollinate orchids. But there's one trickster orchid that goes a step too far. The quat, bee orchid quat, Ophrys apifera, produces a flower that mimics the size, shape, and color of a bee to entice unsuspecting suitors into mating with it. The happy male bee then flies off thoroughly coated in pollen. It's called pseudocopulation, or quat, what a cheat quote. How to care for a Cattleya Trianae orchid. It's best to grow epiphyte orchids in a pot of orchid bark to simulate tree branches. Don't put orchids in the soil unless you know for sure it's a terrestrial species. You might not know, but stores that put orchids in colored pots are actually killing them. Orchids need light on their roots to flower, so they need a transparent liner pot to hold the bark in place and a transparent display pot too. Once the roots are in place, pop your Cattleya Trianae orchid in a bright but indirectly lit place. Its leaves should remain steady lime green. If they turn yellow, that's too much light or too much fertilizer. If they grow deep green, the plant needs more light. Only water it from beneath, using rainwater when its roots look silvery and dry. Underwatering is much better than waterlogged, soaked roots that will rot. Some orchid growers put their liner pot in a tray of water and pebbles to increase humidity and simulate a cloud forest. It's a good idea if the central heating is roaring away or you live in a hot zone. Discover other amazing orchids native to Colombia. Colombia has over 4,270 different species of orchids, and the majority grow in cloud forests. Yes, cloud forests are a real thing. A cloud forest is basically a forest, usually tropical, with frequent low cloud cover, often formed by a dip in mountainous regions that traps clouds. This persistent dampness creates lots of humidity and enables plants such as orchids and moss to grow on trees rather than in the soil. As a result, cloud forests are biodiversity hotspots filled with rich ecosystems. So, now that we know about the Cattleya Trianae orchid, the national flower of Colombia, here are some of the other most spectacular Colombian orchids. Dracula orchid, Dracula chimera. Colombia hosts 42 species of Dracula orchids in its cloud forests, but they don't drink blood. Instead, the dragon-like blood-red flowers look and smell like chilled mushrooms to attract fruit flies for pollination. In 2013, plant collector Mario Portilla found a new species of Dracula orchid on the border between Ecuador and Colombia. Tolkien fans will appreciate the name of the newly found orchid, Smaug, like the fire-breathing dragon of The Hobbit. Bonnet orchids, Pleurothallii. Bonnet orchids cover a massive genus of 540 different species, all native to the New World, including Colombia. They grow natively in cloud forests but have colonized tropical and temperate areas too. Bonnet orchids have large lilac bonnet-like hoods that encourage tiny pollinating wasps and gnats. Bucket orchid, Corianthes macrantha. Corianthes macrantha are also known as quat, bucket orchid quat, because their flowers are so huge they can easily reach 5 inches in diameter. The plant itself measures a whopping 59 inches across. This massive orchid species is also a cloud forest dweller and has a mutual relationship with ants. In fact, the plants sustain ant nests in their roots to help pollinate their flowers and benefit from nutrients brought back by ants foraging. Up next, discover the national flower of Cambodia, Rumdal. Discover the national flowers of the Netherlands, the tulip. Are orchids poisonous to dogs or cats?